Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, September 11th, 2017. Several demonstrations and protests occurred in the capital this weekend. On Saturday, a group of 250 right populists and extremists demonstrated under the motto, Merkel muss weg, Merkel must go, and walked by the chancellery towards Potsdamer Platz. About 100 counter-protesters organized under Wer für Berlin, Wer für Deutschland. We for Berlin, we for Germany. The Hells Angels organized a motorcycle demonstration, riding from Biesdorf towards Alexanderplatz and back. They protested against the ban of wearing their club insignia in public, and the demo was organized under the claim, Freedom is our religion. Police confiscated several motorcycles. In Mitte, several hundred people demonstrated for more privacy and against state-controlled surveillance. Starting and stopping point was the Gendarmenmarkt. The demonstration was targeting data preservation, video surveillance, and state-programmed Trojans. On Sunday, friends of the journalist Dennis Yücel organized a car corso from Karl Marx Allee to the Chancellery to celebrate his birthday. Yücel has been imprisoned in Turkey for over 200 days. The organizers criticized the federal government of not putting enough pressure on Turkey. The country has been incarcerating government-critical journalists under the pretext of terrorism prevention. A female corpse was found on Friday afternoon at the Schleusenweg in Großer Tiergarten. The woman had been reported missing since Tuesday, and she was last seen after leaving a meeting with friends from a nearby restaurant. It is unclear if she was murdered at or only hidden at the location, as police had searched the area with dogs earlier in the week and should have found the body. The autopsy results led to the clear conclusion that the woman fell victim to a violent crime, but no more details were given by the authorities because of investigative tactical reasons. In a second murder case, police haven't found any clues yet. A 47-year-old man was found in a park in Steglitz. It is suspected that the murder happened inside the homeless community. In both cases, police are asking witnesses for tips. To get to and from the Lollapalooza Festival in Berlin Hoppegarten was a bit chaotic. Because organizers and local transport were not prepared for the arrival and departure of tens of thousands of people, many festival-goers waited several hours to get transportation home. Organizer Tommy Nick rejected allegations that it was due to a lack of organization. He claims that according to the BVG, the S-Bahn speed was compressed from 20 minutes to 10 minutes, and longer trains were deployed. The S-Bahn cycle could not be further consolidated because there wasn't enough staff. On Saturday, approximately 30 people suffered circulatory problems at the festival. Those affected were immediately treated by medical staff, and organizers stated there were no panic situations getting medical care to festival goers who needed it. Because of the 85,000 visitors, the streets were blocked, long traffic jams formed, and the mobile phone reception collapsed completely. According to a police spokesman, the departure of some 3,000 festival goers caused a dense crowd at Hoppegarten S-Bahn, but there was never a threatening situation at any time. An unknown person or persons lit a plastic canister on fire at the front door of a job center in Berlin-Lichtenberg. Police reported that a passerby discovered the flames on the Gotlindestrasse late Saturday evening. The entrance door of the job center was damaged, and police continue to investigate. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.